You're listening to the show about diamonds and hearts. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm KT, and I play Will. And centipedes are gross.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Oh, yikes.
That's canon. All right. He was flexing his cannons.
Man,
Gwen said that she wanted to see Bathwack's chest.
Aha!
Whoa.
Waka.
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 A waka.
Cloaca.
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 Cloaca. Cloaca. Cloaca. Oh, my God. Amazing.
Oh, now I'm glad I made that joke. It's all worth it.
It totally is.
Usually he regrets all of his jokes, but this one, mm-hmm. He's glad.
Yeah, for now. The regret comes later.
Rafina, I think, is pretty bushed. It's been a crazy day.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys are just slumped there in silence.
Pick the lock tonight or not?
I don't know. You guys just came back with the wood. All crashes down and someone assembles and lights a fire.
I'll do it.
Mo's been coming back and forth out of the river, throwing fish of different types and sizes up onto the sand. one of which has a bite out of it.
Ew.
But he shares. It's, you know.
Does anyone like this fish? Does anyone like this fish? How about this kind of fish?
Does anyone have a knife that Gwen could borrow? Because she would be cleaning the fish if she had a knife.
Guys, Gwen doesn't even have a knife.
Poor Gwen.
We're going to have to go to an everything store so that Gwen can get some things.
Or you know what? No, she wouldn't be using a knife.
Everything in a bag of holding?
Yes.
She's using her claws. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, using her claw, like, sharp
knife.
Claws.
Hell yeah.
To descale.
And Will is watching this entire process. Like, he's sitting by the fire or whatever, but just like looking over at this really gross process like, oh, no. This is what happens behind closed doors in kitchens when they prepare food for me in restaurants. But now I'm watching it, and there's stuff.
Someone proposed idea to you once in Tivoli of having the just chefs out where people could see being like a novelty. No! You had them killed.
Well, I just especially because, and it's amazing, but the actual claws and the, you know what I mean? Like, degutting a fish is nasty. Mm-hmm. Like, man. Will is not cut out for wilderness survival at all.
Where does your food come from, Will?
A plate. That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Rafina says, it comes from the whole cosmos. Now be thankful for it.
eventually.
Except she's asleep.
Eventually the fish is sizzling over the fire. The sun has gone down, but this nice big fire is illuminating the area where you've all sort of decided to set up camp. You can dig into these tasty, fresh cooked morsels. This might be the time where the chest is cracked into. I don't know if that's the case or not. It sounds like it might be, but that's not up to me. I'm not there.
I'll pull it out and hand it to Gwen after we're done eating. She wants to look at it.
How big is it without the planks on it?
It's about like this big by this big.
So it's pretty big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
It's not like a trunk, but it's...
No.
It's bigger than a jewelry box.
Yeah, it's like maybe like a foot and a half long, maybe like a foot deep, foot tall. So yeah, there's a chest in front of you, Gwen.
Yeah, Gwen's going to just start tinkering with it and futz it around. Seems a lot easier than the lock, the magic lock on the book.
Mm-hmm.
And your claws are lubricated from all that fish gutting. So
she has a couple of fish bones, and she's kind of like messing with her claw, but she's using some of like the longer fish bones to kind of go in there and just kind of like, you know, move things around, see if she can like, you know, hear any clickies, you know, getting it open.
Clickly clackies. Okay. Give me a dexterity.
That would suck if you break the salmon bone off in the lock.
Salmon bones are soft enough to eat, man. I like salmon bones.
You just like salmon bones?
Oh, yeah. I didn't mean salmon bone. Sorry. Yeah.
I wouldn't eat a salmon bone. That hurts.
Well, like in canned salmon. There's like the salmon bones.
I eat the bones in like sardines because those are definitely like
had a sardine.
The canned sardines, like the bones are like, yeah, it's like brittle. Like they just not even brittle. Like they just dissolve away.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's what it's
must be
like.
Something
maybe
to do
ugh.
With the canning. Yeah, I bet you. Yeah.
Ugh. That's disgusting.
It's I'm good for you though. It's good. It's
it
good
is.
Calcium.
That's some really good calcium.
Yeah.
I'll drink some milk. Thank you very much.
I can't. So how about
I'm
that?
I'm going to make you some calcium tea.
Take I can't that. Drink milk, so I'm going to eat fish bones.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't want osteoporosis. Yeah. So give me a dexterity check, Gwen.
Crap.
Thag Gwen. The Gwen.
Dexterity. Please roll better than I did last weekend.
Okay, I will.
Yes!
So too. Yay, what was it?
16.
Yay!
16. That's so you're listening for clickety-clacks, and you get some clickety-clacks. Clickety-clackety, clickety-clackety-clunk.
Oh, that's some encouraging, right?
Maybe.
Yeah, that was a good sound, I think.
Yep, and you give it a try. And... Oh, wait. It's so satisfying. The lid swings open, and you have opened the chest. It is open before you, and within, Gwen gets the first peek. You see the bottom of the chest is lined with a significant number of gold pieces. There's some silver mixed in there as well.
Oh wow.
And,
wait, so Bathwick, you said you just want the diamond and I can keep anything else in here?
You say without even showing me what's inside. Yes.
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah, that was what I said.
Or would you like door number three? It's a goat. And there is also a long rectangular box within, which is maybe like a foot long. It's taking up a good part of the chest in here. Actually, it's about a foot long, maybe half a foot wide and half a foot deep, 6 inches. And nestled next to that is a sizable diamond just sitting on top of the gold, the pile of gold and silver.
I'm just curious if it has some indication of how much it's at least worth, since we have very specific instructions.
There's a little price sticker on it.
Sticker? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No. No sticker.
So Gwen's going to pull up the diamond and be like, here you go, Bathwack.
Bathwack holds it up and looks at it through the firelight. Yeah. He realizes it's worth 499 gold pieces.
You get out your tape and you just tape a gold piece to it.
Nice.
All right. Fina?
Hi.
Hi.
I was sleepy, but I'm listening.
I'm going to give this to you so that maybe next time we can avoid any calamity that...
Wait, you mean you can't use it yourself? I have to do it?
You said that with 500... With this kind of diamond...
Yeah.
You could raise someone from the dead.
That's true.
Who's been dead for days.
That's true.
I can only bring people back after a minute.
Oh. Well, as long as this diamond is worth what you think it's worth, then we're in good shape. But
well, it's something.
Where should I keep it safe? Do you want me to keep it in the river with my other money?
No, no.
She's already thrown it. It's already in the river.
That'll be close enough.
This floats, right? Just like gold. Whee!
Upstream.
Yeah, it goes upstream.
This floats upstream, right?
What the hell? It's like
and,
some Pennywise
and
shit.
And
like,
where...
It turns out Rafina's Pennywise the Dancing Clown, and we all die. Oh my gosh.
Somewhere near you, Rafina. Like, physically near you. Not near your... Not, like, figuratively near you.
Okay,
not, like, near your heart. Keep it on your person. so that we can bring people back to life later.
Rufina, when I have something important, I usually stick it in my bra.
Oh, okay. Well, I have my socks that tie behind my neck. So those are tied with a double knot and are less likely to come off than my bra, winkety winkety. So that I put them in the sock. Or it, rather.
I just pictured Rufina's socks as a, now I can't remember the name. It's a 3D version of a Mobius strip. It's a
Klein bottle.
Yeah, Klein bottle.
Oh, Klein bottle. Oh my gosh, I got Alex a Klein bottle hat one Christmas. It was a knit Klein bottle hat.
That's awesome.
I have it. It's right over. It's around here somewhere.
There's a diamond
in
it.
In your office. There's a diamond.
Abby
on
never
the
told
inside
you.
Inside of it.
That's how Abby likes to keep things spicy.
Yes.
That was a really
That's
nerdy
right.
joke. There is no inside.
Dirty.
All right.
What?
I said dirty.
Dirty. It's never been washed.
That's true.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is true.
The chest is open. You've got a diamond. Gwen's got some other stuff.
Very anticlimactic.
I've got nothing.
Gwen's just poking around, so there's just like some gold and silver pieces.
Yeah. You think there's probably over 100 gold pieces in there. Less silver. You could count. You'll have time to count. You're sitting around the fire. There's 128 gold pieces in there, and there's 37 silver pieces in there.
Wait a second. Bathwack.
Bathwack has peace of mind, which is worth more than any of this.
Wait a second.
Bathwack only lies to one person.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Bathwack. Are we going
yes.
back?
Yes, Rufina.
Are we going back right
Where?
Now to Norton to bring back what's-her-face?
Morrow's Inlet, you mean?
Morrow's Inlet. What did I say?
Norton.
Oh, jeez. So 500 episodes ago.
I don't know if we can, Rufina.
Well, I was just curious what your plan was.
I lost her in the crowd.
You mean you dropped her intentionally?
No. Pretty rude, Rufina.
I'm sorry, I get rude when I'm tired.
Alex is very good at not lying, by the way. I keep wanting to make him roll deception, and I can't ever do it.
And Gwen's just going to pipe in. She's like, no, Rufina, this is for in case something bad with his magic happens again.
Right.
All right, but do we get to vote on who we bring back and who we don't?
I mean, it doesn't have to be for that. Like, I hope nothing bad happens with my magic again. I hope this is an accident. Like, I don't know why it happened, but I hope it never happens again. And we can use this diamond however we need to. But yeah, I mean, I'm worried about it. I need to be careful with my magic around you. And this is insurance.
So are we going back to return all the money that we took?
Wait, what? That you took?
That you
what are you talking about?
That was from bad person, right? Merrick Crumplemeyer person.
In the chest?
That's yeah. That's
Will
what
said
I...
it was from some bad guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he rolled a really good deception, so that's what
well,
I
that
believe
was from
too.
Before. I don't know if you want to make me roll it again.
Not
but...
with a 20.
It was really okay. good, yeah.
Okie dokie. I buy it all.
Rufina's eaten. She's fine.
You guys, we should share the gold and the silver that's in here. There's quite a bit in here.
I could use a little.
What about you, Bathwack? Will? Halua?
No, it's your... I mean, Gwen, I didn't know you could pick locks. It's your reward. Thank you.
Oh, trust me. There's a lot of things you don't know that I can do. Trust me.
Bathwack doesn't have
six.
Any eyebrow to raise. He raises his non-eyebrow.
Non-eyebrow. Divide by six.
Yeah, we can just divide this between us all. I think that's the most fair thing to do.
That's okay. I don't need any.
It's 21.33 repeating.
No, but wait. Will doesn't want any. Divide by 5. Divide by 5.
Oh, okay. That's still 2. Then 5 to 5.6. I think.
2.6 what? You need to always state your units, Mo.
0.6 feet.
0.6 feet of coins.
25 gold for everybody?
Yeah, here, everyone, I'm going to give you 25 gold. I have a few extra. Here you go, Will and Bathwack. You can each have a gold. And Mo, I'm going to give you an extra one. You get 20.
Wait, I thought we said 25. Did you cut out? Was connection bad? Because it sounded like you say 20.
No, you're going to get 26. Oh. I'm going to give you one extra.
Oh, okay. The 6 got cut out.
Yeah, we just hear 20.
Yeah.
I thought I was being grifted.
No, I'm giving you more.
Mo can have mine too.
Oh, 27.
Mm-hmm.
I almost did 30.
Oh, wait, did you give me an extra one?
I gave you one, yeah.
You got one.
Oh. I'll give it to Mo, too, since he was so excited
28!
About it.
28! 28! I add this to my 570!
I totally gave Mo gold, too. Did he not count that gold? Did he already spend it on something that was, we don't even know about? He has a machine gun we don't know about.
It cost whatever you gave him, 5 gold or
no,
something.
No, I think I gave him like 10? 10 or 20, something like that. I don't remember, but I said it.
And you said there's a box in the chest as well?
Yep, there is.
Okay. Gwen's going to kind of just poke around at that. It's just like a cardboard box, like something it's just easily opened?
It is a wooden box, and yeah, you can open it. There's nothing locking it. It's just a sort of a box with a lid that slides off and sort of hinges down. And inside is just a folded piece of paper.
Oh no.
The DM says you find a folded piece of paper. Everybody's runs.
Does it look familiar? Like, does it look like Crumplemeyer paper? Like magic paper? Well, actually, you know what? I think I would cast Detect Magic.
Okay. The box is magical. The paper is not.
Oh, that's weird.
The box is magical.
The chest is not magical. The coins aren't magical.
The box.
But the wooden box, the paper was in.
Correct, yes. And then nothing else that you would... Because detect magic is like all around you. You don't find anything else out of the ordinary that's magical that you can tell. I mean, your companions are veritably glowing with... things, most of which they've forgotten about, but there's not like some weird magic glowing thing off in the woods or anything like that.
You guys have a lot of magic stuff on your person.
I do. I do.
So Gwen's just going to take a look at the paper then.
Okay. It has 3 words printed on it. Ding, dang, and dong.
What?
I feel like that's something I've said.
And there's just, it's just words. There's not like anything else.
Nope. Just one.
Is there any
on top
punctuation?
Of the other. There is no punctuation.
Mm.
No bangs, no commas, no dashes.
No interabangs.
I love the interabang.
What does it say?
It just says ding, dang, dong.
Huh.
I don't know. Maybe these were like the answers to like the puzzles from one of the other Crumplemeyer.
When you said like that, the box kind of shook, and then stopped.
Whoa!
Like it was for literally like a half a second.
Maybe it tells us the answers to yes no questions. Ask it another thing that the answer will be yes to.
No, I think it. I think because I said the words on the paper, it might have shook.
Oh, is that when it shook? Try it again.
Okay. Ding, dang, dong.
Same thing. It kind of shakes and trembles and stops.
Oh. Maybe it's a spell. Maybe you're turning some lights on it on the other side of the world.
This is certainly odd. Bathwack, where'd you get this?
Gosh, what was it called? There's a store on one of the main streets. What's it called? It had something to do with the bag of holding.
Oh, all that in a bag of holding?
Yeah.
And they worked with Krempelmeyer? I always thought they were really nice people.
That's what Will just said.
I guess you can't really trust them anymore. Well, this box is fun. Can I keep this box?
Of course. Everything in the chest is yours.
Except for this gold.
Yeah, that gold is yours. That gold is yours. And like, on the wooden box, is there any like marks or symbols on the box at all? Or is it just like a plain wooden box?
Just a plain wooden box.
Wooden, okay.
Yeah.
At some point, can I go away and check out the stuff that I stole?
Uh-huh.
And you can tell me finally how much I stole. But yeah, don't tell them. Mute them and just tell me on the recording.
Oh, okay. Them. That's funny.
Yeah, they don't have to go away.
If Will is going to walk into the woods, I can at least... I want to make sure that Will is safe. That's all. Is there some way I can do this without intruding on his privacy?
Is there any way I could get away without anyone noticing?
Oh, okay.
Can I roll
if you're
going to
do that, then.
Can I roll
right,
for,
that's a I'll that would be a stealth check.
Yeah. Just kind of ghosting the firelight.
That's a 7.
Fucking...
So, no.
So it's contested? I have to roll something, or is it against passive perception or something?
I mean, it depends on if you're trying to keep an eye on him or not.
I just want to make sure that he's... I mean, we're out of the city now, and we're in an environment where Will is not as comfortable, and I don't know what's around here.
Well, for fun, let's make you roll it and see if you beat it or not, because I'm pretty sure your passive does.
Yeah.
So let's just see how good of an active guardian you are.
worst perception.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yes. That's a 5.
That sounds terrible.
Because I was going to say, I don't do it when there's like a weird silent no conversation. I'm doing it when they're looking at the box and stuff, because they're investigating their spoils. I want to investigate my own.
What could have possibly distracted
it? It was when you were looking up at that diamond and that holy noise was playing. I was like, perfect. I can make as much noise as I want.
Well, and all the box and everything. I can say that I didn't even hear the box. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't have to witness of that, I guess.
So you sneaky away. All right, I'm just gonna mute us for a second, everybody. Okay. You can stay there.
Okay
they can't hear,
hear
us.
No,
can
they
hear
us?
No, you can't hear that.
It'll be great.
I can read their
you
lips,
know what I'm gonna
though.
Do
this
is funny, so the listeners will be able to hear all of this conversation.
That's
but they,
true actually
but they so they
it's
can't
be hard
hear us
for
right
you
now
to...
It's fine. I can edit it easily enough. Okay. But the funny thing is, I should react like in a crazy way, and then they'll all be like, "No, I won't have a good enough
this
reaction."
Is
so
hard
so go
for
ahead.
Me.
Just tell
I'm
me
just
what I stole.
I'm just gonna pull this completely off my head, and you can listen to them.
What
if you
I
want.
Steal?
So it's just the gold, right? That's what you need to know.
Well, or you the, said the coins. I stole gold and
yes.
platinum, but I
40 platinum.
Okay.
398 gold.
Wow. Wait.
And 25 silver.
20 platinum.
40.
Oh, 40 platinum, and then. Silver was what?
25.
Okay. I'm doing the Home Alone face of the camera, but nobody. All right.
Oh, and Katie's making surprised faces, but I think that they are just trying to make us think that they're fit.
Hello, everybody. So, because we muted ourselves and the rest of the group was still on the call, we captured their conversation, and they were apparently discussing what they think Will stole from the Tomorrow Today office in Morrow's Inlet. Enjoy!
It's another one of Gwen's talents.
1,000 gold, oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. And some pancake batter.
Yeah, a crumpet.
A crumpet.
Like a Krempelmeyer crumpet.
Oh, yum. Oh.
A magic
hungry.
Krempelmeyer crumpet. In a suppository.
Yeah, weirdly, though, the suppository has written on it, drink me. Gosh,
and,
Will.
And there was much.
What are you
going to
do with that?
Just drink it.
That's going to be very interesting because, like, we were talking and you guys were talking and we couldn't hear each other, but both are recorded. So that's really interesting. That's really interesting.
We should do a whole episode like that.
Just different conversations happening at once.
We were talking about suppositories. I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Yeah.
Sweet.
That's actually exactly what we were talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, how many suppositories did I steal?
Yeah, we were reading your lips.
Yeah, that's why.
How many more suppositories can I buy with this goal?
Nice, that's all I'm about.
Suppository purchase.
That's where Will keeps his bag of holding.
Whoa.
A field beehole.
That's why I'm a sorcerer. That's where I get my magic. My wild anus magic. Is a bag of holding. That's why it's wild.
Oh man, it's real that wild, is the guys. Next country song.
My anus is a bag of holding.
Oh my god.
That's our season 3 theme song.
Oh, now Abby's got to write it. Uh-huh. She's already started.
I don't know how many times I can sing the word anus, but we'll see.
I'll see if at least find
you can
rhymes.
Come up with a bunch of different ways of saying anus. My duodenum is, I don't know. I can't remember the last part of it. It's probably just anus. I'm trying to think of like other terms. There's other terms, I'm sure. Look up
my
Urban Dictionary terms. It'll be great.
Has lots of tinctures in
it. Is the little string that tightens it. Oh man, you'll never get past my sphincter of...
Of joy.
Magical guys, powers.
Disgusting.
Just pull on this drawstring.
Wow. Woo. All right.
Okay.
All right.
So,
we did
ready
it.
Ready to go.
You guys, you are like, I can't believe I just heard that song. I need to go to sleep. And you can't.
Oh, we can't.
Yeah, that's right. You're just sitting there in the dark.
But,
eventually, Mo falls asleep. He's hypnotized by his gold coins. He's piling in front of him in different size stacks. Halula eventually falls asleep as well. Captain Clockface is still in whatever state he's in. And the rest of you are not asleep. But you can rest.
Yes, we rest.
I don't have to ask if you set a watch because you're all watching. Or maybe you're all just angrily closing your eyes.
Yes.
Just Will.
Squeezing them shut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and pretending I'm somewhere else.
Yep. And the night passes. It's a nice night. The sand eventually cools off, but the fire, you're able to keep that stoked. You keep the adding on logs to it. Normally it would have gone out in the night, you know, if you all fell asleep. I guess you would have been keeping a watch, right? You guys have learned.
Yes.
But you don't have to because you're all awake. I keep saying the same thing. You keep the fire going. It's a wonderful night. Nothing happens. You all have your little conversations, but they're all boring.
They
and we're
are.
Not including them in this recording. Guys, listeners, we just had a 7-hour long session. That was just...
That's what it feels like.
Oh! Oh! KT knows how to prey on my insecurities. It's very difficult.
Oh my goodness. Wow. All right. I just did the math on my gold and you guys. Woo!
It's not enough.
It's not enough.
Not enough for what?
What I want to do.
To buy enough diamonds for Bathwack.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Oh, God. No. Like,
I could kill Bathwack 4 times.
Yeah,
right?
For real.
And bring him back to life or just kill him and be done.
Yeah.
I could just kill him 4 times.
The end.
The diamonds are to pay off the guards.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the night passes and eventually the sun crests over the tree line and you all gain the benefits of a long rest.
Yay.
And
how does it feel?
Not only that, everyone smells delicious vanilla spice and can give themselves 9 temporary hit points.
Whoa.
Woo. Wow, everybody.
I get 14.
There's a little nutmeg in the smell that you get.
Yes. That's amazing. Is using my celestial resistance. I am giving everyone temporary hit points equal to my warlock level plus my charisma modifier.
Ooh. You hear that? She only has a warlock level of 9, you guys.
Stop. No, 10.
Knew this. We already knew that.
Oh, so they get 10?
Yeah, no. Oh, that I get. They get half my warlock level and my charisma modifier. I get my full warlock level and my charisma modifier.
How many it is?
9.
Y'all get 9.
So it is 9. Yep. Okay. Yep. I didn't know if that was wrong. Okay.
And there's 5 of you, so all 5 of you get 9.
Nice.
Full hit points. You get half your hit dice back. I don't think anybody ever spends their hit dice because.
We forget we have them.
Thanks to.
I get my healing light back, though.
All your spell slots, blah, 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 blah. All that bookkeeping. You guys are up all night and you're editing your character sheets, ready to hit submit.
Yeah.
You see the sun click. Woo! And I need everybody to give me a perception check.
Oh, no.
Good.
You all see a folded piece of paper.
Oh, man. A 5. Ooh. Boo.
I finally noticed the sun.
20.
Oh, right? We're not in Barovia anymore.
Yeah.
That's pretty good for Gwen.
Yeah, it's a double digit.
I know. Yep, Gwen got 11.
Poor Gwen.
Bathwack got 20. Rafina got 15.
Tarn.
And Will got 5. Rafina, you hear some rustling in the forest. And Bathwack, you hear some rustling in the forest, and you see some figures in the underbrush, in the gloom underneath that dark canopy I described before that seem to be moving towards you kind of quickly.
So the sun has crested.
Oh.
So does it feel like dawn?
I'm going to draw my sword. There are people there in the woods.
Hark!
They're moving toward us.
Wait, what? Wait, where?
Over there.
Okay, Gwen's gonna. She's gonna have her quarterstaff, her lollipop quarterstaff.
What do we do?
Man, I'm afraid to cast any spells. Crap.
How many are there? I mean, now that he's drawn his attention,
it's hard to see. The sun is kind of in your eyes. That's where it's rising from. It's where the woods are, and it's dark sort of underneath. You're barely able to make out movement. You don't even know if it's like a person or if it's an animal or animals. It's hard to say. They all, if it's multiple, they seem to be together, the movement that you can see.
Yeah, we can just get on these awesome lizards and go down the river. Come on, guys. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Riffin is playing dead.
For no reason. Like, that's so funny.
She's lying there like a slug. It's her only defense.
That's amazing. Oh my god. Yeah, I love that. Like, Will's like, all right, we're like, Will thinks we're all on the same page.
Right, here we go, let's go.
And then
trip over Rafina.
Yeah, I trip over Rafina. Yes. 100%. That is what happens. Yes.
And you sprawl face down in the sand. Oh, Rafina and Will, they play dead. Interesting.
No, go. Let's go. Get out of here.
And from the trees you hear an odd noise. And it sounds like this.
Oh my god, it's velociraptors.
I can talk to them.
Yeah, I know.
Rafina's dead. Rafina, can you understand that?
I say, Rafina, talk with animals.
And I do.
You cast Speak with Animals, or whatever it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And you hear...
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I failed to actually cast it because I didn't have it prepared. So.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
I accidentally
ditched it?
I accidentally got some information. No, I still have it. I just don't have the little red dot by it because I can only have so many prepared, right?
Mm-hmm. That's how the clerics work.
Will is like, what monster makes that noise, everybody? What is it? What is it?
Gwen's going to kind of go forward to see if she can see what it is.
Yeah, you've lost sight of where the movement is. And then all of a sudden from the bushes, there burst out 4 creatures right in front of you, like right in front of your face, Gwen.
Oh.
Let me describe them to you.
Oh.
There are 4 of them. Did I say that? There are 4 figures
yes.
Keep
that
saying
come
it.
Out of the...
Keep telling us.
That,
We're going around the river bend and down the mountain pass. And there are four creatures there.
Guys, I'm so sad. Why am I the one doing this?
Travel this pass round the mountain, pass.
Yes. Like, it's been 4 years. Why haven't you stopped me? That says more about you guys than me.
It's true, you guys.
What is wrong with you? Oh my listeners, God. Why haven't you stopped me? So, these figures that I need to describe to you.
Yes.
So there's four of them. Did I say that?
No, yes. No, you did. I have it written down.
I was kidding. Okay, I was being sarcastic.
I know. Me too. This time I was. They are about 2 feet tall. They are bipedal.
They are velociraptors.
Yeah.
They're clever girls.
Yeah.
The body shape is kind of like a small halfling, because, like, again, they're only about 2 feet tall. Slightly stockier, maybe, than a halfling of that size would be. And their bodies are covered in a short fur, the part of their bodies you can see. They're wearing what looks like leather armor that's been dyed green. No shoes. Their heads look almost exactly like the head of a lion. Also, the size of a full-grown lion's head.
What? On a tiny body?
On a 2-foot-tall, halflings-ish, 2-feet-tall size body. Halflings are taller.
Like, with a big old mane and everything?
No mane, so like a female lion's head. But also they have... each of them, all four of them, have what look like ram's horns.
Oh, like the kind that you blow through or drink from?
No, the kinds that rams have on their heads.
No, but, like a shofar.
Oh, they have horns coming out of their heads.
Yeah, okay. not like tied on.
I thought
like,
you were saying they were all carrying horns. No, like on I was their thinking heads. Like drinking horns or something. No. Okay, so, but they have ram horns.
Yep. Growing right out of those lion heads.
Wow. Okay.
The color of their fur ranges from like black and like a dark brown. One of them is actually closer to white. So sort of in that range. They don't appear to be armed.
Oh.
But they're wearing armor?
They are wearing armor.
Okay.
But you don't see any
swords. They're not armed.
Yeah. No.
All right. They're not armed, anyway. I'll sheath my sword. They're not
Eldritch
obviously
blast them. Just kidding. I just had to say that because Alex was saying that.
All right, you cast command.
Yeah. Yeah, cast bless. Yeah, heal.
Yeah, they've hidden their machine guns well. As they burst out, more of these sounds. You and it's they are making these sounds from their mouths, you think. And they're like sort of hopping around.
Wait, are they kangaroos? Wait, what kind of legs do they have? What do you mean they're hopping?
Yeah, are they like huge? Like, are they bendy at the knee legs? Like a
sorry, they didn't hop like. That is not their main mode of... You think these creatures walk and run?
Okay.
But right now they're hopping. You guys can hop, right? It's not just me. Am I like a half kangaroo? With legs can hop,
they're
right?
They're playing hopscotch. Why are they hopping? Is that what they do when they're nervous? Are they like hopping from foot to foot?
So they're like hopping around and in like sort of like an excited way, maybe?
I see.
Yeah. Hmm. Like from foot to foot.
So
yes, gotcha.
We can tell that they're not like coming at us in a bad way. They're happy.
Well, once they burst out of the forest, they're not really coming at you. They're there and they've sort of stopped in front of you. Mo says, "Oh, look, you guys! I think you guys call them yes, the umlauts."
What?
Umlauts?
Yeah, umlauts.
The two dots on top of the O?
What? No, these things. They umlauts.
Umlauts?
They're not dots. Yeah.
Umdots. But what are they?
Are they dangerous?
Hulula says, no. No, guys, they're umlauts.
What is But we don't know umlauts.
What are they?
I don't know an umlaut. What's an umlaut? If it's not what? Two dots.
No, they're the creatures. They're, you know, usually not too close to people. They're not aggressive. No, they're sort of off. Not too much is known about them, but I mean, they're pretty distinctive looking, so people are aware of them. They don't tend to be too close to sort of cities and towns and that kind of thing. They're off in the woods doing their own thing.
Gwen's gonna crouch down and see if she can scritch one under the chin.
So you bend down and try to reach your hand out towards their face, and they sort of hop back and sort of swipe a bit at your hand. but as they hop back, they kind of smile at you, and they don't have lion's teeth. Their teeth are more like imagine if like a human's teeth were in a lion's mouth.
What the hell?
I love it.
But the same number of teeth, or are the teeth like all the way around the mouth?
Time stops and you count them.
No, but because there's so many fewer teeth, I would think that like it wouldn't fill the whole mouth.
They're spaced like a human's teeth are.
Yes.
So they're right up next to each other. So there's a lot of them, but they're also bigger. Like they're kind of in the same
scale. So they're like chattering teeth in a lion head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
like a big
gotcha.
Old plastic Joe Biden teeth. That's like what you were going to say, wasn't it? You loved saying Joe Biden things.
No, that was months ago. Is that a thing, Joe Biden teeth?
Oh, yeah. It's what, like on SNL, when people do the Joe Biden impression, it's always like, lots of teeth.
Yeah.
But that was also, I think, the big thing that it was that guy, Jason Sudeikis. His impression probably sucks. I think Jim Carrey does Joe Biden now. None of this matters because I barely watch SNL anymore. I just thought
it was a reference.
Joe Biden teeth.
If I knew that, I would have been saying Joe Biden this whole time.
It's just chattering teeth. Joe Biden.
Yep. They have big Joe Biden heads with Joe Biden horns.
Oh my God.
He says, they kind of hide away. They're very good at being sneaky and hiding. Also, they taste very bad.
What?
Do not eat.
Okay.
Good to know.
Wasn't planning on it.
Yeah, they catch a couple once, but no, not again.
Please don't eat anything without telling us first what it was. Never mind.
What?
Don't kill anything for eating before asking us if we think it's humane.
I didn't ask about fish we eat.
I know.
Was that okay?
That was totally okay, but next time please ask, because I think your definition of fish might get stretched.
Any human swimming in a river. Oh, look, a fish!
Exactly. I wouldn't put it past them.
Mail truck.
Mail truck, exactly.
Many mail trucks swimming in the river.
So many.
No, but I don't eat these. They, yuck. Yuck.
Okay.
What do they want? Why do they bother people? What's their deal? Ugh.
I don't know. They never come to us. They seem kind of something. Agitated.
They seem kind of something.
They hop like kangaroo.
Yes, they do.
And one of them steps up a little bit and pulls out from behind its back a large dark green leaf with orange veins.
Ooh.
It's very distinctive.
Rafina has gotten up
just
from the ground.
Just gesturing towards all of you.
Rafina, by the way, is off the ground, no longer talking face down into the dirt.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And reaches out her hand to take the leaf.
And he hands it to you.
He gives it to me.
Mm-hmm.
I take a little bite out of it. I take a little bite out of it.
What?
It looks like he was about to do something. And then he sees you do that, and he jumps up and down and pumps his fists in the air, and he goes. And and so he's going.
Or victory.
And Rafina, as you're chewing on this leaf, you hear. Wanted her to do that. I wanted her to do that. I can't believe she did.
Oh my gosh! It's the babble fish. Oh yes, we found the babble fish.
That's so funny.
I'm so excited. See, I knew that my
your random eating.
Random eating. Finally, pay off.
For real. Now she's always going to lick everything we ever come across. She's going to die all the time. It's a good thing we have a diamond.
It is, except that she's the only one.
I thought it was going to have to take a half a session to convince them to eat that.
Hey, guys, everybody have a bite of this leaf, and then you'll understand what they're saying.
Oh, Rafina, that's called drugs. It's probably a leaf that goes into some of the stuff we've got back in Tivoli. Don't eat the leaf!
It's too late. I've ingested it.
She's hallucinating.
Gwen grabs a piece and eats it, too.
No! I'm going to have to save everybody.
Oh, good. Please get the rest of your friends to eat the leaf.
He's saying to get the rest of you to eat the leaf.
Yeah, that one's not going to. Wait, you need help?
Yes.
Oh, what's
Please.
Wrong? They need help. Will,
it's
they
the stew.
Help. What?
The stew. The summer stew.
What's wrong with the summer stew? Too much
salt. It's
not
finished.
Oh.
They need us in it.
How can we help with this stew? I don't understand.
Well, just come. We'll show you. But please, I mean, this would be much easier.
Stop it! Get away from me!
Will, take a bite. Bathwack. Chomp.
What?
Eat
Why?
It! So you can
Why?
Understand.
Yeah, I can understand them now that I had a bite.
Wait a second. All right. Listen, you. Okay. I point at one of the lion things. I say, you, say something. Does he understand me? Now, whatever he said, now Rafina and Gwen, you both have to say, you have to say it in a quiet voice so the other one can't hear so I can tell it's not a hallucination.
Okay. But meanwhile, their summer stew is not finished, but fine.
Oh, Rafina.
Okay, what did the mean that last time?
Yes, I can understand you. Please eat the leaf.
Okay, I'll whisper it in your ear. And I whisper it in his ear. Okay, Gwen, go whisper it in his ear.
Gwen's just like, I'm not playing this game. Just eat the leaves so you can understand them.
Okay, fine. Enjoy being poisoned. I'm going to ride this lizard off into the river into the oblivion of my life. Goodbye.
Mo, why are you not eat leaf?
What kind of leaf is it, Mo?
I don't know. It makes you understand them. It's cool.
Oh, great.
I ask the umlaut. Person chief what kind of leaf it is, what's it called?
It's a Gary leaf.
Gary? Its name is Gary. This particular leaf is
that one
Gary.
Was Gary.
It's Gary. Good job. The Gary Shandling leaf. Yes.
And Gwen's just gonna be like, Will, how about this, eat it. If you're poisoned and die, we'll be sure to use the diamond on you to bring you back.
I believe that so hard. I am other faith. Who has eaten the leaf at this point? I'm just waiting for that's I'm just doing the experiment.
I don't know if Bathwack has.
You said Mo seemed to maybe have done it.
Mo and Halula have.
All right, Mo, what is that one saying? I'm just pointing. I'm like quizzing. What is that one saying?
He's not saying anything right now.
No, what did he just say?
Impossible. Haven't we roleplay this for 5 hours? I never eat the leaf. Fine.
Okay, you,
Bathwack,
say something I could tell this guy.
I already did.
Okay.
Oh, you did, okay.
Cool. And he says, tell him we need help with our stew. We have to finish it by tonight or else everything is lost.
Oh my.
They say they need help with stew.
I should do this in the microphone. Pretend this is Will's ear. Okay, hello, Will. I tell you this very quiet. He says that we need to help them with stew by tonight or else they lose.
And Rafina says in your other ear, the stew, Will, the stew. I can't remember what they just said. They said they need help by tonight, otherwise all of the stew will be lost.
All right.
We're playing telephone.
Yeah.
And how much does Mo spit when he talks and whispers?
Not at all.
Oh.
He has no saliva.
Yes.
All right. Ugh. Do I have to eat the same one everyone else did already?
Someone pulls out another big leaf
and
hands it to you.
Oh, there we go. That's my, this. How does this this guy know who I am? My very own special leaf.
I think they can understand.
And then they all pull out like handfuls of leaves.
Wait, whose hand is the least sweaty? I pressed the
one of them pulls one out in a Ziploc.
Oh, that is for me.
It's your best friend, Umlaut. It's the Umlaut will.
Yeah. I pressed to digitate it.
Okay.
I'm like grimacing.
All right, you put your head in the water.
What?
When I was the last person to put my head in the water. Yeah. Yeah, he's just grimacing, and it's like the tiniest little bite. What does it taste like?
Kind of like a leaf.
Aw, this is not food!
No, it's not food. It's Gary Leaf.
This is the Gary Shandling leaf.
Come. Please, we need help.
I'd be happy to help. I'm actually quite an accomplished cook.
What goes into this stew?
Well, lots of things. But it's mostly done. I mean, it's been bubbling away for 3 weeks now.
Oh my.
We normally don't come up to people like this. We typically keep to ourselves. But the stew, it needs to be completed by tonight. It's the new moon. This is it. This is now. It has to be done.
What do we need to complete it?
Well, it needs a couple things, but it's tricky because normally we'd have, you know, our now I lost my words. Hold on. Gotta get this right.
Need to hurry. It's yesterday. Today.
Oh, crap. All right. Our supreme forager normally would be the one to get the final ingredients for it, but they haven't been back.
Oh, no.
They would be back by now. I mean, this is cutting it too close. We need the right things. And they're the one that knows what to get. She knows this thing.
Why does this stew matter?
It's the summer stew.
What does that mean?
We need it every summer. Oh, sorry. We forget. We don't usually deal too much with other people who don't know, you know, the right things to do in the world.
The right things to do in the world. Excuse me. Stews are for like wintertime when it's cold and you want to eat something hot.
Summer stew is for the summer.
Oh yeah, it snows now in the summer, guys. Guys, it snows in the summer now, so
right.
Let's fucking eat soup all summer and ice cream in the winter, right?
Is it like something you eat all summer long, one big summer stew that lasts you the whole summer? Is that why it's so important? Is
no,
it your
it's just
one
for tonight.
Source? Weird.
Just for
also, I need to mention something out of character. Gwen, you heard Will say that it snows in the summer, and you find that a very weird thing to say.
What do you mean snows in the summer, Will?
What?
Gwen, this is Halula. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
It doesn't snow in the summer.
Yeah, I mean, it can. Sometimes, depends on the weather.
No.
What are you all talking about? We have the stew. We need. There's three things left. It seemed simple to the Supreme Forger. If you all are master chefs, like you're saying, maybe you would know. We need something that tastes of luck, something hairy, and badger meat.
Whoa.
Oh,
I can get badger meat.
Really?
Yeah, I think badger meat and something hairy, they're like the same thing, right? So
would that count?
Well, maybe the meat, not hairy.
Aren't you hairy? Why don't you just use yourself?
They all laugh and are grinning with their big human teeth and their lion mouths.
What was the first one? Luck?
Something that tastes
of luck. Apparently. We don't really know what that means.
A clover?
But the forager always finds it.
Gwen's going to pull out a sticky brick and hand it to one of them and say, taste this. Does this taste like luck to you?
Well, I hope it's not poison.
And I'm taking it out of my normal bag.
Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm down to one.
Oh, no.
Don't tell Rafina.
I know. Withdrawal.
I have unlimited.
And he takes it and looks at it. He's like, what is this?
It's a sticky brick. It's a recipe of mine. But does that taste like luck?
I don't know. I don't... What is in it?
Well, that's proprietary.
But do you think it tastes like luck? I kind of hand it back to you.
It's delicious. Don't you? I took a bite of your leaf. Don't you want to take a bite of my sticky brick?
Well, that's a Gary leaf. I mean, anybody would eat a Gary leaf, but a sticky
except for Will.
Brick?
Anyone would eat a sticky brick, Rafina. Here.
I would totally eat a sticky brick. Woo! Oh.
Starting the day off on a sugar rush.
Yep, she's back.
I don't eat the whole thing, though, because I know it's her last one from the real bag.
Do you know that?
Well, she said it, but I don't know if she said it out loud.
No, I probably didn't. No, I didn't say it. I still have one more.
But I also want them to eat some of it, so I'm just demonstrating by eating 3/4 of it and leaving them 1/4.
Let's take a sample.
Yeah.
Do you think it tastes like luck?
In that we're lucky to have it, yeah. How do you determine how it tastes like luck?
I mean, usually it's something you have to find. Not like something you make. I don't know. I don't want to ruin our stew. I don't know. Okay. We don't know. Okay. What this is the Supreme Forager's job. Do you guys think you could? I don't know. We're very verklempt about it.
You found us. Do you feel lucky that you found us, these great chefs?
Well, we feel lucky we found anybody. I mean, usually we're out here all alone, and you guys all showed up out of nowhere and had your big roaring fire at night. And
you go.
You were watching us all night?
Yeah.
Sweet. Whose job was it to stay up and look out?
You guys were all awake.
We were all up.
Yeah. And we all didn't notice. Guys, that's not great.
When an umlaut wants to hide in the forest, I mean, they can hide in the forest.
Oh, God. This is why I don't live in the forest or near the forest or ever go in a forest.
Yes.
Because of umlauts?
Because of all the things I don't know about the forest.
Because of nature.
Where did your forager go? Do you need us to find the forager to help get
but I feel like the more pressing thing, as sad as it is the stew. We didn't answer you before. I mean, it's very important. It's every summer we have to make the stew, which it's what gives good luck and thick hair to all the coming of age umlauts.
Oh my god,
what happens if the coming of age umlauts don't get thick hair?
We have no idea.
Oh my gosh,
they're gonna all be bald.
Well, can you point us in the direction of where your forager usually goes? I mean, maybe we could find something.
Yes.
I clearly just passed over the witching hour. Like, the phrase, drink this, it'll put hair on your umlaut. Just like.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Woo-woo! That's his new phrase for when he's making his new beer. He's going to put that on the label.
Right. Uh-huh.
This will put some hair on your umlaut.
Hair of the umlaut. That's the new name for it.
Hair of the umlaut.
The forager, they don't, I mean, they just go and they do and they get and they bring and we put it in and we make it. That's their job. They're the supreme forager, but I don't know. The fact that you all showed up here tonight, or last night, for today, it's got to mean something, right? We're hoping. But someone else pipes up. I think he's stretching a little bit on that one, but we don't really have much other choice. We definitely don't know what we're doing.
Well, I mean, I guess we'd have just as much of an idea as you guys, but I would love to help you guys out.
We have nothing else to do at this minute.
We have nothing else to do?
Well, it's the crack of dawn. We weren't going to climb into the lizards and go bumpity-bump down the river at this particular second. So,
you know what? It would be nice to walk around rather than ride a lizard. But what's going to happen to the lizards if we leave them here?
Well, I was going to say, should we maybe leave someone with them?
Me? Just kidding. I don't know if I want to take care of lizards.
I mean, I can stay with them if you guys want.
Mo, you have to come and...
They probably stay there.
They'll just stay there?
Probably, I think. I've been feeding them. I mean, they like me.
Halula, why don't you stay with them?
Okay, I don't know if I can keep them there if they want to go somewhere, but...
Well, we're not worried about them going somewhere.
Oh, you're worried about somebody having a lizard jacking?
No, we're worried that they'll taste lucky.
Okay. Sure. And Tallulah goes back towards the lizards.
Do we trust her to do that?
Trust her to do what? Stand by a lizard?
Yeah, I guess. Then we don't have to deal with her. Let's go.
All right. So they lead you back through the woods, and eventually you start hearing noises up ahead, and you come into this clearing, which is kind of hard to see until you get into it with the way that the undergrowth works in this... in this forest. As you're going through the terrain, here we go again. It gets it unflat. It kind of gets it's not cliffy like I said before. It's more
undulatory.
Just like sort of
undulatory.
Yeah.
Yes, it undulates. It's
undulatory. It's sort of hillocky. Like there's these like small but severe like hills and things that you have to, they kind of like know a way looks like through rather than having to go up and down and up and down. You start to, there's like lots of like little streams and rivulets and creeks running in between, cicadas buzzing and bullfrogs croaking. You can hear some noise up ahead, and you eventually get to this clearing where there's a bunch more umlauts, sort of all running around, looking like taking care of things. It looks like some sort of an event is being prepared for. And right in the middle of the clearing, there is this giant cauldron. You have no idea how it got there. It's like steel or iron or whatever, like this heavy, big metal pot over this giant roaring fire. And it is bubbling away.
Is Ricardo Ulysses in it?
He's just taking a bath.
No, he's one of the umlauts.
That's what I figured.
What does it smell like? Like savory or sweet or what?
Soapy.
Soapy soups.
It actually doesn't have a smell, at least from this distance. There's not.
Does it have an umami?
Ooh.
MSG.
That makes sense.
And they say, oh yes, well here. Welcome to our little encampment here. There is the stew. Well, at least not yet. It will be soon.
Oh, no. Oh. Can we be more leaves?
Oh, no.
We can't understand you. Leaf, please.
Oh, and then all of a sudden, like from out of a bunch of places, these leaves pop out in front of anybody who doesn't have any leaf yet left.
Okay, I nibble a little more because I want to know what's going on. I'm assuming I still have... Do you have to eat the whole leaf or can you eat just a piece and then you understand?
You can eat a piece.
So, okay, I still have my original prestidigitated cleaned one that I'm nibbling on.
I mean, you've been walking through the forest, so it might be dirty again.
Oh, yes, I prestidigitate it again.
Sorry, yes, it wears off after, 30 minutes or so. So you have to kind of... Keep up with it, but we've got supply, so plenty of Gary leaf to go around.
Okay.
There's the stew. Here is our group. I think last we saw the forager, they went off that way, and they point sort of at the opposite end of this little clearing encampment place where this stew is bubbling away. But I don't know. I mean, maybe that's bad. Maybe that's why they didn't come back. We have no idea.
Do you know what ingredient is the most dangerous to try to get?
I mean, I would think on the face of it, potentially badger meat, just because badger is a thing that can bite. But, I mean, it's just a badger. I don't know. I don't know. I guess it would depend on what those things are that you need to get.
What else is in your stew?
I don't know. Whatever the forager puts in it.
You don't know what's in this big giant pot?
They've put some stuff in it so far. I don't know. That's their job.
Is the pot like taller than my head? Can I go over and look into it?
You would be able to look. It's not that tall.
I look all around, make sure nobody's going to push me into it. That's what I'm like. Will's thinking of some kind of fairy tale that he read when he was little or something, that there's like an image of little creatures pushing a grown man in a suit into a pot. Ah! He's like, that guy's going to be me. And he looks around. He's looking in the pot. What does it look like? Is there meat or is it primarily vegetarian? Will's worried about that he's going to end up in the pot.
The liquid in it is opaque. It is like a dark brown. You don't see anything like floating in it. It's just bubbling away. So you can't really see down into it.
What does it smell like from here?
It doesn't have a smell.
Oh, it doesn't at all.
Oh. Now that you're this close, you
wow.
Yeah, can confirm that it has no odor.
So that's so all right, there's liquid brown stuff in this pot. It doesn't smell like anything. This is the worst decision we've ever made, you guys.
Oh, I've made some bad decisions in my life. Don't worry. I don't think this is the worst.
Yeah, but I could smell them all before.
Yeah. This isn't good. Why doesn't it smell like anything, everyone?
Well, because they haven't brought the right ingredients back
yet. Yeah, it's not done yet.
But what other ingredients have no smell? There's no smell! Nothing!
It's the first time Will complains about something not smelling.
Seriously, that's disconcerting. Even if it was just dirt, it would still have a dirt smell. Even if it was, I don't know, brown water, it would still have some kind of smell, right? Oh my god! Will's having like a crisis.
Well, you don't have to eat it.
Gwen's going to go up and smell it. And she's like, Will, it smells like beef. Why don't you try again?
Ooh. What?
And then she's gonna stealthily try to do prestidigitation to make it smell like beef.
That's right. So right. Give me either, I think this is the standard I've said, give me either a stealth check or an arcana check to see how sneaky you are.
All right.
What is it?
That is a six.
Oh,
Gwen.
You drop your spell into the stew.
Will bends down to smell it again, then he notices that she's casting a spell, or like notices whatever. I don't know. Does she make a motion or something? But, and he's just like, hey, I am crazy enough. You don't need to make me crazier.
But you do smell beef now.
Oh, that does smell good, though. You know, I'm not going to eat this. All right, I got to walk away from this pot. This is messing with me.
You pulled a spoon out from your
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm so hungry that I'm like, I can't even help it. Ooh, I'll eat this liquid shit that smells like beef.
Shit.
Who knows? It could
smells like nothing.
Batwack, is there a spell cast over this? Like an ant, like a COVID spell. Oh, get it? Because you can't smell anything. Woo!
COVID.
Just kidding. I'm going to delete all that. Fuck COVID. is there a spell cast
Guys,
over
yes,
this?
Listeners, we need to make it clear. We are anti-COVID.
I just hate bringing it up. Fuck. Is there a spell cast over this? Like, hey, remember in Ravenloft, there was the pit that like we couldn't see underneath. There was like an illusion, and then there was ghouls or something underneath. Is there like a spell cast on this that contains the smell or contains the screams of the beings inside it?
Do you want me to cast magic?
Will that help?
I don't know. So I'm going to go ahead and cast detect magic on it.
Ooh.
All right. Cast detect magic. The stew does not appear to be magical. You don't see any magical effects on it. You don't really sense any magic in this little villagey kind of place at all.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, well, there's nothing going on with this stew of theirs.
Listen, you were going to make me smell beef randomly, so now I don't trust
you
anymore.
She did make you smell beef randomly.
You made me smell beef randomly. What a sentence.
Well, Will, you were just all a flutter with it not having a scent, so I thought it might make you feel better if it had a scent.
If it suddenly had a beef scent. You know who else smells like beef? Me, probably, when I'm cooked. That's why I'm worried. But anyway, let's go find an ingredient that isn't me, I guess.
You don't smell like beef when you're cooked.
Oh, God, Mo, I know you eat people. Please, no, this is not something you want to keep bringing up with me. What do I smell like when I'm cooked, actually? What, that's disgusting.
It's hard to say. I mean, beef is not, it's in the right sort of realm, but it's more like, it's funny. It's actually probably closer to when you cook like fish.
No, Mo, actually, I think it's like a mixture of fish and camel.
What?
Oh.
Gwen.
I've heard of camel.
Wait a second. Oh, no. Everybody in this party eats people, don't you? And I look at Rafina.
Not on purpose.
Why don't you guys all join these umlauts and I'll head back to civilization and start walking out of the clearing. And then I'm suddenly lost because I have no idea where I am. I turn around. All right, fine. I'll watch from the outside of this clearing.
So we have work here to do too, but do you think you'd be able to at least try to find something? We're kind of fucked otherwise.
I mean, I'm willing to help you out. What about you guys? Willing to help too?
Sure.
Yeah, this seems like an easy quest. We could do this one in a morning
and then get back to the river. Yeah.
Rafina reaches down. She's like, lucky rock. She just pulls off part of her scalp hair. Will kind of is a badger. Get in there, Will. All right, we're done.
All right.
Isn't that whack a badger horn?
Yeah. Yeah, nice warm bath.
Nice warm brown bath.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Opaque bath.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, they head off and are doing stuff all around.
Yeah, and we're like, okay, so they said vaguely that direction. What do we do, guys?
I was just going to head in the direction that they said their forager headed, because obviously that must be where the stuff can be found.
Badger meat. Where do badgers live? I don't know what a badger is.
In the ground.
Yeah, Mo knows what badgers are.
So wait, are you telling me we have to go back under the ground, what? Mo?
You can't fit in badger hole. It's small.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
That's just where they live. They come out and you kill them.
Oh, they're small. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, cool. That sounds much
more
doable.
They're very small.
Okay.
They're like this. And he holds his hands out about the size of a badger, which is probably bigger than was expecting.
Oh, dang. I thought it was like a mouse. All right. Slightly. But you know what? As long as it's not big and giant, I'm okay with that. All right, let's go.
They're also very mean.
Have we ever hunted together as a group? Guys, I'm not a hunter. I gesture at my clothes as if nobody's seen them before. Does
Your
this
David
look like
Rose.
A hunting outfit? Yeah, my David Rose outfit.
Uh-huh.
Ew, David.
I put my sunglasses on.
All right, so you head off into the hillocky wilderness in search of something that tastes lucky. Something hairy and badger meat that you think would suffice to make the summer stew to bring good luck and thick hair to the coming of age umlauts here in the woods, in the middle of nowhere in Bear Toggle.
Wow.
So weird.
And you guys have a whole week to think about what exactly those things might be, what your characters might deem suitable for such a thing when we come back next time on Pork Fried Dice.
I'm so worried that they're going to want my luck stone or something like that in the pot. Hey, but then it's stone soup and I can just take my soup. I can take my stone out at the end.
Yeah, you just have to reach in.
They eat it and then I take the stone.
Oh, they just eat like the top like inch.
Of course.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.